protesting for the people of Palestine. So I have a lot of respect for her, and we're honored to have her here, Sandra.
Thank you. I wasn't alone that day after the massacre of the flotilla. I stood with other people, and we slept in front of the Israeli consulate, and we decided we were going to stay there until we knew what was going on. We have to keep doing something. None of us can stop. It's time for Canadian civil society, all of us, all races, all nationalities, but it's time for Canadian civil society to stand up and to say it's time to end the siege. It's time for us to see justice and peace in Palestine. So how are we going to do it? We saw with the flotilla a change. We saw with the flotilla people starting to listen, not just Palestinians, but all people around the world, saying, how did Israel do this? How could they board a ship of activists and murder 9 innocent human rights activists, people like us? How could they do it? Shame. Time now for us in Canada to do something. It's time now for us to send a Canadian boat to Gaza. Yeah. If we show that the people of Canada, not our government, not Stephen Harper, not the other politicians that are too afraid to stand up and say something, but us, the people of Canada, we are ready. We are ready to break the siege. We are ready to see justice and peace in Palestine. Are we ready?
Yes!
Are we going to send a Canadian boat?
Yes!
Okay, let me tell you how we're going to do what we need to do. We have to raise $300,000. We have to buy a boat. First, I want to tell you who we are. For the Canada Boat to Gaza Committee, we're a national committee. We're in every city. Well, most major cities around the country, from coast to coast. We're in Vancouver, in Victoria, we're in Toronto, we're in Montreal, we're in Halifax, we're in New Brunswick, we're everywhere. We're a strong committee, and we are ready to do this. We need to do it now. The Free Gaza Movement says that they're ready to send a flotilla by the end of the year. I need you to reach into your pockets and help me make that happen. I need to raise money and show that the people of Toronto are not standing passively by, but we are going to make a difference. The closest we've ever come to breaking the siege was the flotilla. It was the day we lost those 9 wonderful human rights activists. The day that they were murdered by the Israelis. So I need you to stand up, and I need you to help me. We're going to have a fundraiser in Toronto. It's the 25th of September. I've been handing out flyers, and so have the other members of our committee. I have tickets here, $75 for a ticket. For night evening, dinner and dancing, George Sawa, Rula Saeed, Miriam Toller, the group Mariah. Nice dinner, all of that, $75. But it's a good chance for us to show that we care and that we are going to make a difference. So if you want tickets, you can call me, you can go to Bates Latoon, you can go to Women's Bookstore, there's tickets there. It's a small way that you can make a difference, but it's making a difference. Help me put a boat into the water to go to Gaza this year. Will you make it happen?
Yeah!